Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Past Wednesday, I preached about the penance as a spiritual medicine rather than penance being a punishment. This thought came because over the past few decades, the church neglected to teach the mystery of reconciliation. And because of that, some come to confession and they come in fear because they are worried that the priest will be tough on them and give them harsh penance. So what is the logic of penance? Why do priests give penances in the first place? To put it simply, penances are given to heal the soul. Penance is the medicine for the soul. But that does not mean that one penance will solve all the problems. A priest can have two people come to confession with the same sin, and the penance can be very different from person to person. That's why we don't share our penances with others. This is a very private matter. The penances are different because the priest takes in consideration multiple factors. For example, is the person properly prepared? Is the person's attitude towards confession? What is the person's attitude towards confession and his or their sins? What is the environment that the person is working in? If a person is struggling with, for example, gluttony, and they work at some food place, their penance might be much stricter fasting, than a person who does not work in a food service but gets to eat only once a day. The priest also takes into consideration the nature of sin, the history of sin, and where the sin might have originated. And some people are struggling with certain sin for decades, and that sin requires different attention, different medicine than the sin that just happened because we have said something or because we gossiped. All these things should matter in order to heal our soul, because we cannot expect for our soul to be healed if we don't see a priest. Or don't let us think that going from priest to priest will help us. Many times, out of shame, people would go to different priests to tell the different priest the heavier sins, so the regular priest would not find out. And that is so dangerous. Concealing sins won't help anyone. If it won't help the penitent, and it won't help the priest to give better, more adjusted penance. Look, we like to take care of our physical bodies, our physical health, and everyone wants to be healthy. But when we go to the doctor, we don't conceal anything. We tell them every little pain we have so the doctors can determine proper medicine and get a more complete picture. Sometimes certain sins are roots or causes of the sins I mentioned above. We don't even think lying to our doctors or telling them just half of the truth. Because if we do, then the medicine can be dangerous to us. And most of the cases nowadays, the medicine can be deadly to us. It is the same thing with our spiritual life. There are many types of sins, And there are many types of medicines to counter those specific sins. We need to put as much effort into our spiritual health as we are giving to our physical health, if not more. Accepting penance deepens the contrition within our heart. And contrition creates strong foundations from where we can heal our soul from the sickness of our sins. Glory to Jesus Christ.